There's a question for Duncan Carmichael from Android Neox on Second Life. And Android Neox says, is there a way to train the brain out of synesthesia?
Well, that's an interesting point. I think it's definitely possible to kind of modify your experiences. There's anecdotal evidence to suggest that this kind of strength of the synesthetic experience does fade over time. It's commonly thought to be a kind of developmental thing. So there is evidence that it changes over the course of the lifespan. But I think it is possible to kind of actively modify what you do experience. I mean, the brain's incredibly plastic. I had an anecdotal report from a synesthete who used mathematics as part of their job in everyday life, and he found that having coloured numbers was a very good benefit kind of for his work, whereas coloured letters didn't really seem to kind of lend any advantage. And over the course of time, the strength of his associations with colour and letters tended to fade away. So I think it is possible to modify experience. I'm not entirely sure if you could get rid of it entirely.
Barry, what do you think?
Well, there's some work coming out of Royko and Kadosh's lab in Oxford suggesting that under hypnosis, synesthesia or the experience of the extra sensory phenomenon disappears. It's also possible to induce it under hypnosis too. And we know that hypnosis is something that you're either susceptible to or not genetically. So there is a limited class of people who could turn it off.